She conceded as much and put her trust in me. Together, we laid out a plan to help her feel like herself again. That plan was much like the one I will lay out for you in these pages. I am a doctor who believes a patient has the right and the need to know where they stand and why they must do the hard work. Ava deserved the same. I explained how different lifestyle choices could diffuse what scientists have come to understand as time bombs of aging, and she took action to build what we also now understand to be shields of protection for the rest of her life. Most of what Ava had tried before were quick fixes, anti-aging products, short-term diets, and workouts based on the latest fad, not science. She was willing to try again, but the fear of failure was real. Was the hope of transforming her health realistic? As she went through this journey, Ava had great days. She also had dog days, when she was just grinding out the work, and there were setbacks when she wondered if she would ever see progress. But she stuck with our plan, and she did see that progress. Of course, Ava has not returned to her 30-year-old self, but she has built a new, authentic midlife and is directing the energy and light she has always had towards being physically and emotionally resilient in her next 40 years. She is strong. She is aging with power. Getting beyond fine. When someone asks you how you're doing, how often do you just say, fine? Sometimes, of course, that's shorthand for I don't have the time to get into it. Or it's a response that guards your privacy. But maybe you're like thousands of women I've talked to who say fine and mean that they're just okay, not amazing, not optimal, and not how they remember feeling in a younger body. Fine means passable, and ironically, it's exhausting. The foundational steps in becoming unbreakable are to assess where you are, which is often fine, and move through a process to optimize your health, as I will explain in the progression of parts 1 through 3 of this book. Understand, though, that I do not mean merely living in the absence of disease, which we'll talk about in a bit, but truly investing the time and energy to transform from the dullness of fine to the physical and mental vibrance of unbreakable. You are worth it. I believe, in general, that our bodies hold the capacity for our own personal versions of optimized health, but our lifestyle choices and circumstances chip away at the possibilities until we are fine or even diseased. This decline is only amplified by the biological time bombs of aging you will learn about in Chapter 1. Let's use this knowledge as a call to action to reclaim your capacity to live in optimal health and even peak performance, not to mention finally to feel like yourself again. Trying to reclaim your vitality isn't an anti-aging pursuit. It's pro-health. Still, too often we women frame our efforts to get healthy as ways to stop the proverbial clock. I believe this is because midlife for us can be associated with profound emotional pain. We were raised in an era in which women were most valued for their reproductive capability, and sometimes when we're done with bearing and rearing children, we can feel irrelevant and almost give up on ourselves. But the same internal energy that can bring life into this world, that can nurture new ideas and take chances, can be channeled beyond children, whether or not you have any of your own. The men I rub elbows with in this bookstore category are all about longevity because they see the value and potential in living longer and aging with power. We women can too. The stories of the women I serve, many of which you will hear in this book, embody what I have always believed to be the human potential. Even in the earliest days in my career, I questioned the common societal myth that aging is an inevitable decline from the vitality of youth down a slippery slope to frailty. I never believed it. Maybe because from my earliest memories, I've seen my father, an endurance runner, even today at age.